Good morning, or afternoon, or evening, and welcome to Love, Joy, and Languages, a podcast about loving languages and finding joy in learning them. I am Heidi, the creator and host of this show. It is a gray and rainy day here in Germany, and I just want to cozy up with a cup of hot tea and a good book. But that's going to have to wait. I've got a lot on my mind today about the word excuse. And I think what I have to say here is kind of like a big life lesson that I've learned or am learning. But of course, I'm going to focus it on language learning today. But I think there's a lot that can be taken away for any area of our lives. In language learning spaces, we often talk about how anyone can learn a language. You just have to want it enough. You have to be committed. You have to be consistent. You have to do something every single day, and so on and so on. And there's some truth to that, and I think most people are well-meaning when they say things like that. They really want to inspire people, but then comes in the word excuse. And I think here there's this layer of hustle culture. Everyone has to go big and be big and produce. And not doing all of that means anything is an excuse. You don't want it bad enough. You're lazy. You don't have what it takes. And the implication here is that making excuses means not taking responsibility. You only have yourself to blame. But I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I think there's a fine line between excuses and reasons in the way that we use these words nowadays. So I'm going to start here with some definitions. An excuse, according to Webster's Dictionary, is something that is offered as justification or grounds for being excused. To excuse means to pardon or to forgive. And Webster also says to forgive entirely or disregard as of trivial importance. Another definition specifically says to seek to remove blame from. A reason, on the other hand, is the basis or cause of something. It's a statement in justification or explanation of an action. So both excuse and reason are justifications. Only excuse comes with the added layer of seeking to remove blame. And that's where I think it gets a negative connotation. Even I grew up hearing people say, there are no excuses. There are no excuses for laziness. There are no excuses for not having your homework. There are no excuses for anything. And we use the phrase, that's just an excuse, often. And I think it's often used to imply that someone is trying to get out of their responsibility, but really they only have themselves to blame. So the word excuse is often used to demean and lessen and minimize. And that has worked. When I fail at something, my first thought and my negative voice, Malfoy, says, nope, that's just an excuse. There are no excuses. You're 100% to blame. You aren't good enough. Or even worse, now you won't accept blame for your own failings. You're such a weak human being. It's destructive. And here's a language learning example. Let's go with time. There are so many just stupid sayings out there, like we all have the same 24 hours in a day, or everyone has 15 minutes a day to learn a language, or even if you want it bad enough, you'll make time. I really hate these types of sayings for multiple reasons that I can get into in a later episode if anyone wants me to, but I believe that they were originally meant to build people up and to inspire them. Yet they've really turned into shame statements. The truth is, most of us are busy. There are days when I'm going nonstop from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. and I literally can't find 15 minutes for languages. Or if I do, it isn't a focused 15 minutes. My brain is elsewhere. I'm not present. And it's really not useful. It's just something else to shove into my already full day. It leads to more stress, internal restlessness, less sleep, and then the cycle repeats. So if I'm thinking out loud here, what is my excuse in a day like this? Well, work and kids and lack of sleep, extracurricular activities, grocery shopping, cooking, tidying up after. And on a day like that, probably something out of the ordinary, like parent-teacher meetings in the evening or something. When I call those excuses in the way we use the word today, it feels like I'm saying they aren't reasonable. They aren't legitimate reasons for not finding 15 minutes. But when I say they're the reason I couldn't find 15 minutes, it feels lighter. These are the grounds for which I went nonstop all day from one priority task to the next, and that's just the way it was. And we can always dig deeper into who's to blame. We can always find fault with ourselves. I overscheduled, I slept in, I cooked a complex meal instead of something quick and easy. Like, yeah, I could have made different decisions in a day, like the one just described, that could have led to me having 15 minutes for languages. But is that really helpful? Then we get into guilting ourselves for resting or doing anything else, which is something I talked about in episode 26 and a bit as well in episode 55. Let's say I did find a 15-minute window on a nonstop busy day. Hustle culture, which has found its way into language spaces as well, would have me feeling that I have absolutely no excuses now for not spending that time on languages. But let's be real. How many other facets of my life would love to fill that 15 minutes? Hustle culture also tells me that everyone has 15 minutes a day to work out, 15 minutes a day to presently spend with your kids with no distractions, 15 minutes to meal prep for the next day, and it has to be a healthy meal, of course, 15 minutes to journal, 15 minutes a day to meditate. Yes, hustle culture even guilts us about relaxation and mental health time. Well, in total, there's an hour and a half of 15 minutes a day. But there's no excuses, right? It's all up to us. It's all our fault. We are to blame for not taking 15 minutes a day for insert activity here. The word excuse and its connotation are turning very toxic. But the definition says seeks to remove blame. To excuse is to forgive entirely. I have an excuse for not filling my time with languages every single day. I am busy. I have a life. I have other priorities. I am seeking to remove blame from myself because that sort of pressure is crushing. It's damaging. Am I excusing this? Am I forgiving myself entirely for not spending 15 minutes on languages? Usually not. Usually, I instead feel guilty and down and not good enough because I've been conditioned to view excuses as inexcusable. Yes, I choose to spend extra 15-minute chunks of time on whatever, sometimes language-related things, but also relaxing, scrolling my phone, talking to a friend, sitting in silence, eating cookies, sitting on my balcony on a sunny day, folding laundry while listening to music and tuning out my kids. I need these things for my sanity, and that doesn't equate to me trying to hide from my personal responsibility. My excuses are valid. Your excuses are valid. And an excuse isn't a bad thing. Excuses can be excused. So what if we change the word excuse to reason? The reason I don't fill my time with languages every single day is I'm busy. I have a life. I have other priorities. It's just a fact of life. That doesn't sound so harsh though, does it? But it really means the exact same thing. The difference is how the word makes us feel. For me, if I say reason, it feels accepting. It's outside of me. If I say excuse, it feels like guilt. It feels like skirting my own responsibility. And there's always people out there guilting us, even unintentionally. And often it's done by comparing us to others, even if unintentionally. Parenting, for example, takes time and energy. Whether you're a stay-at-home parent, a working parent, a work-from-home parent, a parent of babies or toddlers, or a parent of teenagers, parenting takes so much of our time and energy and identity even. I was a stay-at-home mom for 10 years, and I can't tell you the number of books or blogs or even conversations I had with others where some other stay-at-home mom was pointed out who built her own business, learned a language to fluency in under a year, ran a marathon, volunteered 40 hours a week at an animal shelter, made all her kids' food from scratch, published a book. And I applaud any woman who does these things. I would never seek to minimize their accomplishments. But our lives are not the same, period. I read a book recently, and I can't remember which one it is now, but it was some self-help book full of anecdotes of people who did great things. And one of the stories was about a brilliant, intelligent woman who was forced to stay home with her kids because of where she lived and the time period and everything. And she still learned languages. And this is all before internet and, you know, modern day life. So the book went through this story of all the things that this woman did, from staying up late after her kids went to bed to always running vocabulary through her head and, according to this book, just filling all her mental time with languages. And it was presented as, see, you have no excuse. If she can do it, you can do it. And that's freaking awesome. She's amazing. She's inspiring. But I'm sorry, life isn't like that now. The mental load alone is not the same. I would love to spend all my mental time working on my languages, but how many other things in my kids' lives would get shoved aside or missed? How many things would fall off of my family plate? And it doesn't even just go for parents, of course. This is just my experience. The mental load each of us take on in life, with or without being responsible for others, isn't what it was decades ago. Not to mention, what about other factors? Did this woman live around family who helped with her kids? The book specifically said yes. Well, I don't. Not everyone has that extra support. Did she experience postpartum depression or psychosis? Did she work on healing lifelong trauma responses? We have no idea what all those intricate day-to-day things were like in this woman's life. And I could go on and on, but the point is, comparing ourselves to anyone else isn't helpful. Period. It's not inspiring for me to feel guilty because someone else did something I really want to do, but don't feel like I have the right supports and tools in place to be able to do. Just because she did it as a very busy person with family, with kids and everything, doesn't mean that the reasons I can't are negative excuses. I do have excuses for not being like her. I do have reasons for not being like her, and they are valid. And so are yours. I refuse to be guilted into taking on more or doing more or feeling like I'm not enough just because someone else seeks to judge how I spend my time or seeks to compare anyone else to me. And I really hope you all can do the same. So I think there's a lot already in this episode. It's really just a lot of me getting my thoughts out. But here's what I wish to leave you with, the takeaway for today. When you feel the negativity and guilt and shame of the word excuse, whether from yourself or from someone else, try replacing that word with reason and see if it changes your perspective and how you feel about a situation. If you were too tired at the end of the day to open the Spanish book you've been reading, and the negative voice says, tiredness is just an excuse. You had energy earlier and you chose Netflix, so you have no excuses for not reading. Change that. Tiredness is the reason for not opening the book. It's the reason your brain won't process or enjoy the words anyway. Tiredness is a reason, and the answer is to sleep. If you're distracted by all the things in your head, there are too many options, and you just can't seem to get started on the language activity you had planned for today, before it turns to guilt, catch the thought that says distractions are an excuse. You just don't want it bad enough. And change it. Distractions are the reason I can't focus right now. And then reach into your toolbox and see what you can use. Maybe you find a way around the distractions. You give in to a couple just to get them out of the way. Or maybe you let them be and come back at a later time for some focused study time. If you're going through an exceptionally rough period in life, you lost your job, you're looking for a job, you're anxious or depressed, or family life is overwhelming, or you're fighting with a loved one, or anything at all. Things just suck. And you hear the voice telling you that it's just an excuse. You're just trying to get out of taking responsibility. You don't want it bad enough. Tell that voice to shut it, and then change the word excuse to reason. The reason I'm sleeping more is because my anxiety is sky high and my body is begging me for a rest. The reason I can't focus on languages is because I have a sick friend and I feel helpless, or because I'm going through a really rough patch. I can't parse my thoughts into manageable pieces right now. See how the one change in verbiage makes you feel. Are you removing the blame from yourself in order to focus on what needs your attention, empowering you to live your life as you need? I think it's something to consider. We're all too hard on ourselves already. we don't need to feel more shame and blame when our priorities shift. And they shift all the time, constantly. And I will add that there are definitely times when my reason or excuse isn't excusable in my book. Let's say I didn't get up out of bed to dig into my Italian exam prep book because I picked up my phone to scroll Instagram instead. On that day, at that time, in my opinion, me scrolling social media was inexcusable, and tomorrow I do better. But that judgment is left up to me to make, because only I know the intricate details of why I scrolled instead of getting up. Only I know the impact it has on the rest of my day, and only I can motivate myself to do something different the next day. That judgment isn't for someone else to make on me, or for me to allow someone else to guilt me for it. Whether our reasons or excuses for not choosing language study, or not making progress as quickly as we want, or not finding a routine, or not taking that course, or whatever, whether or not they're excusable is really only to each of us to decide. And if we decide that they aren't excusable, then what can we do? What's within our power and our control to change or improve? Guilt and shame are not the answers. So that's where I'm going to close up for the day. As always, I hope there's something useful for you here today. Thinking about this topic of word meaning and connotation and impact has been one very helpful tool to help me out of a negative mentality and help lighten the burden I carry from blame and guilt. Guilt from myself and from the messages I receive from outside sources that tell me I'm not good enough. It's all my fault. My excuses are never excusable. I'm just lazy, or any other hundreds of thoughts I have had about anything in life, and especially in language learning. So I hope it's a tool you can tuck away for when you need it and give yourself the grace you need for acceptance and moving onward. Thank you all for being here today and listening in. I hope you have a lovely, lovely week. And until next time, ciao.